My name is Monges Mutakolo, Managing Director, Eskom Distribution Division. If I can quickly introduce the team which will be talking to you. On my left is Isaac Sokopo, who will be making the presentation on how Eskom sends the electrification funds and how we comply with the DORA, Division of Revenue Act. And then I've got a team of two engineering specialists, just in case we're overwhelmed. Rob Kevin on the left and Peter Sebula on the right. I'll give over Chairperson to Isaac Sokopo.
Chairperson, thanks very much for the opportunity for us to talk to the committee in respect of our compliance with Section 23 and B and C of the Division of Revenue Act. We receive money through DME from National Treasury to carry out electrification. And that funding, then we allocate that per municipality and undertake the project. Then in terms of Section 23 B and C, we are requested or we are required then to ensure that we undertake the project in terms of the municipal IDPs. The second requirement is to ensure that then the reporting at two or three levels to National Treasury, to the Department of Minerals and Energy, and then now to the municipality. And what we are required here today is to give comfort to the committee that then now we do comply in terms of this section. Chair, this is something that one would possibly do in one slide, but we have got three slides, and when we drew this slide, we had the committee in mind because we know that the committee usually wants us to be straight to the point. We do comply, and the compliance process is as follows. We enter into agreements with the Department of Minerals and Energy in respect of the Integrated National Electrification Program, and this agreement then now charts the way how the program will be implemented. Attached to that agreement is a list of projects approved in terms of the IDPs. When we say approved in terms of the IDPs, Chair, we normally then now request that we get IDP letters from the relevant municipalities before the projects then now are entered into that list. And the list is then now annexed to the implementation agreement. And this then forms the relationship between Eskom and the Department of Minerals and Energy. And on a monthly basis, we send a report which is based on the National Treasury spreadsheet. And this report, we send it to the Department of Minerals and Energy, who subsequently then now send this report to National Treasury. Amongst other things, the report contains the budgeting expenditure. It contains social indicators that will be your BE spend and your extended public works reporting. It contains the reconciliation in respect of the transfer fund, as well as it contains then now the number of connections that have been achieved as a result of the spend, and that will be your household connections, that will be your schools and clinic connections, and that will be your farm worker or your farm dweller houses, and then now your insoles. Chair, I do have here, as we indicated last time when we were here, that then now we will start reporting in terms then of the in compliance with the Division of Revenue Act from April last year. I am happy to inform the committee that, and we thank the committee for giving us that opportunity as well, that we have complied. And the reports we have on file, I have brought the file here, Chair, in case the committee would like some details. Then we've got the report that goes to Treasury and DME up to March, because that one gets completed by the 20th of each month. And then now the reports of all the municipalities, they get sent to the municipalities 30 days after the expiry of the month. So we've got the December reports here, and the January reports have already started coming in. So from our side, then now we are comfortable that we are complying in terms then now of the Act. If the committee then now would like us then now to circulate copies to the committee later, we are comfortable to do so. Chair, I think that's our presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. I've been talking to Kwame here to fetch the file. We need the file. You know, I'll tell you why we need the file. The same issue we're raising with the other department. We do want to go to talk to some municipalities themselves about exactly this matter. So, Kwame, get the whole file. Right. That's it. For input, don't worry about the file now. Just hand over the file. You said you've got it for the file. Now, can we then? Everybody is going to respond from where they are seated. Those are the inputs, all of them. Now, we decided to do this precisely because part of what we must do is to encourage this integration and talking to each other of all of these structures. And so the floor is open. Comments, clarifications, or clarifications, questions, and yeah, Mr. Sobon.
Sir, I thought that part of your comment referred to the ESCOM was just to clarify the invitation. You know, I was also talking to my colleagues about this report that is compliant.
Alright, let me just do that.
So that you could understand.
It's simply about this Bible. We always use the Bible. The Bible says section 23. That's basically what it's doing.
Oh, wait, Jefferson. I mean, to me, really, I hear Mr. Sokopo, it's not the, or the people there which was really at this. The copy saying it's compliant, and the report is saying it's compliant. But the report is there, and it's really to say it would be very difficult for anyone of us to say that ESCOM has done 1, 2, 3, or whether it's in Motherwell or whether it's in Swiss. At least they should have summarized that thing and bring it to us.
My man, please, can you listen to the young man? You know as well as I do that subsequent to the discussions we had with the last year,
and this is what I
expect
from you.
But surely you have questions because we were in KZN and we met so many municipalities. They have said exactly what they've said today, that they had complied. And I'm saying to you, don't worry about the emptiness of the report. They have told us now, officially, black and white, and this is why I'm saying, well, we must fetch the file. Precisely because this discussion does not end here now today. Having looked at the files that they will give us now, we will call, in fact, the very same municipalities we talked to in KZM, one. Because the very same question we did raise with the municipalities in KZM, that in respect of this particular section, ESCOM must be doing A, B, C, and D. Is this happening in the municipalities? They said, no. And this is why we said again, let's call ESCOM again. I know I've seen what the report is, and I'm just saying, while it is what it is, you must then be raising these questions. I'm sure in the back of your mind, that's what you have. I'm not talking now about the issues of the conditional grant for now. I'm talking this section. That's the issue. The money issue, which I'll come back to when we're dealing with DME, this very thing with Portland.
Now, we'll start then with the TV. Well, if that's present. Chair, with the process of the implementation of FMSA, MFMA. When we understand the place in. Now, with the municipalities now, where it doesn't apply, I'm just using the word apply very guardedly as to what is happening with the season in. Is there another regime that is guiding those municipalities? If, for instance, tomorrow we were to invite a low capacity municipality and say to them, where are your, have you got your monthly or quarterly report or annual report? Would their response threat to us be like, well, in terms of this process, we are really still down the line, so we're not making those provisions. What is the process that is being followed by Treasury? The Chairperson, the other thing, concern one that is having is the restructuring grant, its incorporation to the equitable share. It's clear that both with the financial management grant, there are still challenges. But now, we're taking this grant, we're phasing off the grant into the equitable share. How will be able to monitor the implementation of this grant? To the neighborhood, I think that chair, we're coming from a situation where apartheid planning was such that economic activity was concentrated in certain areas. And we thought that the new dispensation was trying to reverse that to a certain extent. Now, looking at the presentation, it's difficult to say whether we are reversing that or strengthening it. Because if you're making the examples of Soweto, yet there are other resources that are implemented. If you're talking Department of Transport in terms of roads, all the departments have got different programs which they put into place. I'm not very sure about why is it that this program perhaps is not focusing on the development of the rural areas. And one chair must really comment now that, as Ukwasi said, as DBSA said, that now, from the last presentation up to date, at least there has been an improvement in that there is cooperation between what DBSA is doing. I think that from our side, we commend that. But what has not been clear to me, Chair, up to now, is there is a big budget for this neighborhood. And the last time we heard that Mr. Penega was the only person. Is there still no organogram in that department? I mean, with the challenges that he presented this morning, the need to cooperate with the different structures. What is happening? And this is dealing with in municipalities, for instance. Unfortunately, we just couldn't see the number of municipalities. I saw my municipality guru Leni there that But obviously, as I said earlier, that we couldn't be perpetuating the same pattern of economic activity. But who do you deal with at the municipality? This morning, from the presentation of MIG or MSG, it's clear that in the previous presentation that we have from municipality, that there's a problem of capacity in the municipality. Now, that's why I'm raising the question as to who do you deal with? Is there capacity to handle this? So your last presentation, for instance, was clear to us, but the other thing that was, there was a lack of understanding of this progress as a result of the applications that we made. Now, what is the progress as far as that is concerned? Sir, I think that if I can go to MSG. That's the paper with me. It's there are so many papers. But with the chair, the MSG, or MFIG. Yes, MSIG. You see, the issue of the annual report, I'm not sure, because in some of the municipalities we have that there are reports now that have been compiled. I'm not sure if the reason for not everybody compiling a report, whether it's quarterly report or monthly report, has to do with the fact of the implementation of the MSA, or each and every municipality is required to do this. But also the way you dealing with the municipality, or the way it was presented, it does seem to me that those people who can report, and those who are not able to report, can just as well remain there. Is that correct, what you call an assumption, or is there a way that you deliver? Is it compulsory for each and every municipality, for instance, to report? The issue of timing invariant, I didn't really understand what the problem is. The financial year of national and provincial government starts in April, and the municipalities start in July. Why is it that this has become a problem in terms of the implementation of this grant? When you're talking about the timing, in your slide for a reason for variance, you raise the issue of timing. But also, again, you know, Ms. Seneca, when she was reporting, she was talking about the department working in silos. But I wasn't sure if now we have really overcome that. Because the PPLG has got programs to encourage LEP. The neighborhood, some of their programs, as well, have to do with encouraging LEP. What is the how do you together with the treasury for this neighborhood program, is there an interaction between yourself and if so, how does it help this parent in ensuring that the funds that are optimally utilized? You also spoke about the number of ward committees that have been trained. Are you monitoring? Is there a monitoring mechanism to ensure that each and every, all the ward committees are trained all over the country? The MIG. I think that with MIG there is a relative progress. If you look from where we were last time and today, but we went to Natal. And when we went to Natal, we found that your allocation, for instance, to different municipalities, we couldn't understand if there was a formula behind the allocation to municipalities, whether it's in terms of the population in a municipality or what. Because sometimes you find that a municipality which has got a high population, take your, is it Mkumundobre, is that my respect? Yeah. And Uku. Uku has got more population. Has got less population, but it's getting more from the MIG. And now, at least it sort of confused us. I think we'll be interested in understanding the formula that is applied. I'm being intimidated here by my colleague. I think that's the question really I had about for MIG. But to the DBSA, DBSA says no, they will bring the department teaching and trying. I think that they are doing that. It's clear that there is progress in terms of collaboration. But I would like the DBSA also to respond to this question of your rural vis-a-vis your urban area. Why is it that we're not focusing on the rural areas, giving more effort on the rural areas, higher towards the rural areas than the urban area? I rest my case.
Sure, just a few quick ones. While we're receiving the report, especially about these grants, financial management grants, restructuring grants, I couldn't help but wonder what are the rules of local government departments in the provinces. Right through the report, if local government in the province was mentioned, it was merely bypassing. See, I'm asking this question because I would imagine that some of the restructuring involves amalgamation of separate branches of municipalities, Section 57, managers and so forth, that will call upon the role of the province, even if where politically the structure of a municipality is changed in terms of Section 16 or Section 12 of the Municipal Systems Act. That will require an input, monitoring, and quite some involvement from the province. But we are not hearing it as in this report. Is it that only national treasury in the office of Mr. Pillay has got to do the running around the provinces, not having a role at all? Chair, I also noticed in the financial management grant, why is it only large municipalities that are being mentioned? Was this some kind of a pilot that will then also drip down to the smaller municipalities? Some observation is that even the smaller municipalities do have some challenges in financial management. If Project Consolidate wasn't in place, some of these municipalities would have been already candidates for some interventions in terms of Section 139. And if you look at that, you find the Achilles heel in all these municipalities would be your financial management aspect. In the report about the restructuring grant, it's good that some of them, the audit outcomes are indicated, but I noted, Chair, that in the case of Mfuleni, it's not being mentioned. But reading all the data that is there in respect of that municipality, I'm afraid it would seem that they've got a very adverse audit outcome. Is it the case? Is it available or not? In terms of the NDPG, Ms. Pinnegar, the bridge complex in Etegwini, is it part of that project or not? Are you funding that? Are you involved in that or not? I'll stop here for now. Just that.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes, for starting with the first one, the FMG, in word on that number 3 on page 1, how will that grant, how will municipalities get hold of this grant? Will they apply or will you or the department go out to them and apply? Because our experience, sometimes there is grants, then the municipalities not knowing that or they not know how to apply for that. And then also on that same one, on page 2, there is municipalities of the FMG who are very low spending. Is that possible? I think if you can get a list of that municipalities who are very in that one very low spending situation of that. And then that restructuring grant is that the grant has been incorporated into equal share for local government in the other year of the MTTM. Is the department sure that money will be used for what is supposed to be used? And if it's not taken away as a grant, say. So that one is that. Then in regarding of the EPLGJ Visible Systems Improvement Grant. And the problem is, I think on that slide 4, on page 1, business plans are in place, but the money is not spent. What is the monitoring system in regarding of that? And also, Chair, that 200 million is transferred to provinces or municipalities. And although the money is transferred to 200 million, there's actually a very low spending. I'm just taking some of the expenses there, is 23 to 43, 21, 36%.
is a very low spend, and what is the monitoring system there of that money was transferred and it's just lying down in the bank and it's not to use. Chair, and then coming to neighborhood development, Chair, you recall when the first presentation was made to us in 2006, the budget was 50 million rand on that stage and 30 million rand was spent, so there was already overspending on that stage of 30 million rand, and there was no organigram for that. I think that's the, if I can recall correctly, was said it was a man and a one and a half person department on that stage. So I don't know if that one and a half coming left in two. So that was really a concern on that side, really, Chair, that that money is spent on the project for that, Chair. Also on the same, Chair, we were going back easy to slide 13. I see the Limpopo is actually total excluded because there's only 8 provinces. I don't know if it's already, the province is already reduced to 8 and not 9. I'm very concerned that Limpopo is excluding into the situation here, and I want to have a response also on that. What is the criteria? I know they apply for the funds, but what is the method to select the projects? To say, is there a committee? What is the criteria to select that project in the different province or different municipalities in the regard. Here, I think that this, and then also, yes, the mix, Chair, I think you already raised that the number, total number of municipalities identified for reallocations, and I think there is a lot of municipalities in the different provinces, and I think if we can have the list to see which provinces, what was happening in each and every province in the regard of that. Thank you, Chair.
Mr. Coleni?
Yeah, Chairperson. I have lost my voice to a flu, you know. But you will bear with me. Why FMG? Why you say the number of compliant, non-compliant has been reduced from 28 to 2%. I'm looking at page 3. If I see it very well, that difference of 146, 75, 57, 29. Maybe one would like to get more information as what is the problem. And also the average of those municipalities or categories. I also observed that in all municipalities mentioned there, Mfuleni does not have the audit report. And I had no mention, or you did not mention any concern about it, but with others, it's qualified and qualified, but with Mfuleni, why, what is the reason? Now, coming to neighborhood development partnership, I observed the problem with me about the backlog in townships, where you may have intention of moving in, only to find that there's a backlog of road infrastructure, particularly stormwater. I also wanted to know the level of labor intensive
in your profession? What is the level of your labor intensive? I think the chairperson has made a mention of collaboration of projects. Because indeed, if we don't take care, we don't really involve local government in terms of this storm water, which is always a problem everywhere, it can undermine everything.
Now, if a project has been given money, and then just before a tough week, it's cut them, is that money recovered from the people who were involved in the project? Number two, if a project is implemented, let's say a road is being constructed, and then you find that only sand, perhaps, was put on the street, and it's not properly constructed. There is no actual, you know, pressing of the road. How much would one expect those people to be given money? Should it be the original money that was supposed to go into that project? I don't know, somewhere there must be someone who is checking on the performance, say on road construction, because at times you find that stones and sand have just been put on the road and then it's said that it has been constructed. And then, well, the clinic servants have been asked. In the case of removing the buckets in the bucket system, if at all the town is landlocked, how is the sewerage removed? Does it, the end product of the sewerage, does it go to the river? Or is it sucked by the trucks, and where do they take it to? Now, if in a town which is landlocked, where the effluent may be seen to be, you know, on the streets already, whom does one, you know, deal with? The question of storage and effluent.
The
question
you're raising belongs to Dwarf.
Okay.
And who Dwarf is not here? Who Dwarf will be here?
So that will go to them. Right. And then to GBSA and the neighborhood development. The process of developing, and I wonder if they are able to organize people on the ground so that to the people who are involved, the project appears to be belonging to the people, and not to be a top-down project where communities are expected to buy in. Because somewhere along the line, people do reject projects where they are expected to buy in. They want projects which express their own needs and have them trained in developing the project and being involved in the project right from the beginning. But it must be their own idea. Once we say they want to buy in, somewhere along the line that the project falls off because people do not feel that it belongs to them. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. You know, I hear you saying that question around the spending the bucket system, the eradication of the bucket system should be held over until Dwarf come to make a presentation here. But Chair, I just want to follow up on it and say, let us not wait for Dwarf to come first, because I think it is an issue that the Eastern Cape is concerned with, precisely because of the because we're moving towards the end of the financial year, and you are also encouraging from the chair the view that says if monies are not spent, they should be forfeited. So, and I'm just worried about that because I'm sure we are going to be affected by that heavily, particularly in areas where there is no water. Because the issue here, Chair, is that there should have been better planning around the eradication of bucket system, because there have been deadlines set by the President, 2007, and yet we still have, we only learned now that, look, we are not going to be able to implement the program fully in the province because of other related matters like water or even infrastructure for that matter in certain areas. So it's a question that we need to really debate and probably not finalize today, but as recently we're raising it because it is a concern to us that we're going to forfeit money on matters that do not only relate to the provision of toilets as such, but related to other issues that needed to be put in place prior to the allocation itself. I'm saying National Treasury, the Department of Local Government, and nationally should look into these matters because they are a problem. The joint planning and budgeting is an issue that is of concern to us. The second point is that, again, it relates to the issue that says money not spent will be forfeited. Looking at these projects, because I'm also assuming that the medium-term expenditure framework budgeting is up to scratch. If it were up to scratch, we would not be talking about rollovers, forfeiting money, and so on. Because budget allocation should have been in accordance with the capacity of a particular locality or a province. Because we have this problem and we learn later that look, we should have done ABCD first. And I'm saying that we need to review this issue of forfeiting money at the end of a financial year because it has not been spent. Because we need to look at other issues that are related to it. The third thing to this thing is that, in any case in the province, what happens, come 31st March, all the monies will be, taken by Treasury, and pay other things that were not paid during a particular financial year. It's an issue that has been happening for the past 2 years, which we would have loved Treasury to comment on, not necessarily today, but some other time. The lastly from me, I think this question of oversight and the accountability loop, it is good that this is happening at this level, but we also needed, at a point in time, we also needed provinces to be engaged, Chair, with the information from national departments, because sometimes there is a problem of accessing that information at this level so that we are on one in approaching some of these issues. It's a matter, again, that can be discussed on an ongoing level. For example, how do we use our permanent delegates, et cetera, at this level. It's a matter for me that we need to tackle because this is a problem. For instance, would oversight the provincial department, it would say things differently from what they are saying here, when they meet the National Oversight Committee or National Treasury. Those are the matters that we need to really iron out and make sure that we get one information at a time, because I would, if I had take issue on the submission of a report by local authorities to National Treasury or for audit purposes, again, it's an issue in our province that is really of concern to the legislature in the manner in which that process is unfolding at that level. Thank you very much. I would
All right, let me just put justice to the man. I'm not going to say the gentlemen and ladies that provide electricity, because it does appear that you don't have questions for them. Now, because you don't have questions for them, I want to release them. Now, I've just gone through the file. Where I'm seated, I'm a young man, kind of energetic, I'm not that much satisfied with this. But it means then we must go through this file systematically. We got what we wanted. We wanted them to confirm that they have complied. Now that they have said so officially before us, we've got the file. We will then invite the same municipalities that we talked to last year. And again, start this discussion with them. Of course, they will be invited. We will not speak behind their backs when we're talking to those municipalities. I see there are some disbursements and other things in terms of some municipalities, but not broadly the ones that we talked about and we talked to last year. Now, it does worry me because what it then shows, it shows that clearly there still is a gap. One of the things, for instance, I noticed during the festive season, I did go to some rural areas, and part of the problems that's coming up is that one, in some villages you provide electricity, granted, in other words, you connect households. Then the issue is the slips, these prepaid slips are bought at very far distances. Now, in other words, what does this say about bringing those services closer to the people? Because you don't have shops and anything that these people in this village must buy electricity from them. What? The whole infrastructure. Electricity infrastructure. But then they must travel thousands and thousands of kilometers just to buy this leaf for 20 rand. In other words, there's an added cost because they've got to travel, taxi, bus, and what have you, to be able to buy this thing. I think that's a very critical problem. Just in the context of what we say, what bringing services to the people. I think that's the one thing for me, for now, until I've looked at this file, so that then we shall call you back and we then start talking about these municipalities that I say deny the fact that you have started talking to them in terms of Section 22. In other words, in terms of aligning with the IDPs, the kind of service you must give to them. In other words, the provision of electricity must be in alignment. This is what this section is about, in alignment with IDPs. In other words, it means then you must not fly all over the show, parachuting, in terms of your own service delivery. Looks like Mkhalipi had some questions for Eskom and Sokoni.
Thank you. The report from Eskom, if I read it correctly, it talks about a letter from a municipality. Then one wonders whether they do participate in the IDP process, so that they internalize and conceptualize what the IDP of that municipality is about. It's different participating and just receiving a letter indicating what the municipal needs in terms of electricity are. The second question here, I think the question is broader than Eskom. The issue of planning for infrastructure. In some earlier hearings here, we were informed by the municipality that it takes them up to 6 months at the most, or at the least, to plan for a project, even this electricity project. And by the time they start, they want to start implementing, they'll find to their dismay that no, ESCOM is no longer have those, does not longer have those earmarked funds available to them. So in other words, the funds have been withdrawn and they'll be allocated somewhere else. Hence I'm saying, if ESCOM could be part of the planning, you know, we have other parasitas. Oh, not men, I know about one. Who is saying he is the financier, the sponsor, the monitor, almost everything to a project in a municipality. And an advisor. Is it difficult for ESCOM to work in that fashion? You know, I don't think it's helpful, Chairperson, if they would, ESCOM would want to come down as mere delegates from the IMF or the World Bank, just demanding documentation about a project, go away and do their planning in isolation. I just hope it is not the case. Thanks, Chairman.
All right, let me just, there's a question you all are forgetting. And you are disappointing me now because, no, let me raise it because you've forgotten this question. And this question has always been coming. MIG, 18 months for approval. That has been the issue. Wherever we are sitting with municipalities, they are telling us that you take 18 months to approve MIG funding. I'm sure you forgot that question. And we've always been saying we are going to raise it with DPRG. So go on.
Thank you, Chair. You know, Chair, I'm not sure, man. I think that you're becoming very generous with ESCOM. I think that this department, including the bank, everybody is dealing with thousands of projects and other things, and they summarize so that we should understand and behave within the short space of time to comprehend what they are doing and seek more clarity. ESCOM brings up a file. If everybody were to bring a file here of what they were doing, would this exercise really mean anything to anybody? I think that ESCOM needs to summarize this and bring a proper, what we call a report, so that it can be able, within a short space of time, to read what they are doing. In summary, not a whole file. I think that they need to do that, so that we can be able to understand what they are doing. Hence, there are no questions. I mean, proper questions. But we went to KZN. We were told by, was it the mayor, the gentleman who was sitting at mayor, the manager of KZN, saying that ESCOM is not doing what ESCOM is saying and what ESCOM is doing on the ground. Are two different things. ESCOM is not involving the council on the ground. ESCOM comes and parachutes on the ground and does what it wants to do. And according to them, they were saying that what ESCOM is doing, I saw ESCOM's presentation that they were underlining IDPs by the municipalities in KZN that we saw. They were saying ESCOM is not what they call it, is not doing that. The only time that there would be interaction between them and ESCOM is when ESCOM is encountering problems. Then it would go to them now, want to and seek their assistance. But I'm saying we are not able to get that because there is no report really that ESCOM brought up today. So we're not able to get this information. We cannot, what we call, all of us, the seven of us, through that file, get that file at the same time and be able to ensure that this is happening. Where is it happening? No, it doesn't have to give me one person. What about the rest of the other members who must see through? No, they must produce a proper report. They will not want to file. Want the report. But also, sir, you know, with the coming back to the department, we normally say to municipalities, there is capacity, capacity, capacity. Even the department, they are thin on their capacity. Take National Treasury. TV says, no, it's got two people who write letters, who make telephone calls, and all that. And you would expect that there would be some kind of a strong monitoring. If they are seen on monitoring, are they dedicating this power to somebody who can ensure that there is proper monitoring and evaluating of these projects? I would hate if you have to sit in the office and pick up a phone. You phone a municipality somewhere and they say, no, we have done this, we're doing this, one, two, three. And then it's enough. MSIG is the same thing. And I'm really disappointed, Chair. If you could listen to me. And so I'm really disappointed by MSIG. They say, no, they are happy with the progress. Because last time, the expenditure was at 17%, now it's at 34%. So that is pleasing. At 34%, they're happy. It's pleasing. I don't know, Chair, if really we can say we are impressed by 34% expenditure of the money. This amount of 200 million rand, I think this is the third year or so now, or the second year, and it's continuing over this 200 million. Because there is no expenditure. It means that there's something wrong within TCPLC. They are seen as well. On monitor. That's why they should be spending more money. I mean, it's a very important program, but there is no monitor. With your MIG division, yeah. Last quarter, I mean, after the third quarter, for the whole of last year, there were 2 billion that was allocated for this MIG. 3.57 billion was transferred. Only 2.9 was extended. Again, from what they are doing, I mean, it doesn't say enough in terms of ensuring that this money is going to be extended. Eastern Cape colleagues are saying that the issue of withholding is a problem with them. It's not a problem. The problem is also within the department. There is no capacity to monitor to ensure that these monies are extended. Because if there was capacity, it should be what we call it. They should be extended. What is it that we're doing to build our own what we call the capacity as a national department that monitors this fund? If you look at there are no pages, for instance, but it's a quarterly report on. 2006-2007 financial report, the second page there. It does show how much up to the third quarter was expended. But clearly, if you look at the balance, these municipalities are not going to be able to utilize these monies. Why? Is it because they don't need it? Or is it because there is no capacity? It's a question of capacity. What is being done to build that capacity? Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. And I apologize that I slipped. Of the SMG, the municipality of Katwin, I see ESCOM haven't signed delivery agreement with them. if why not on that side share, and then also in regarding of ESCOM with other municipalities, can they give us a list of all the municipalities that they did sign agreement service, delivered service agreement service, and those who haven't signed, perhaps with the date with previous ones to be signed, already signed, and those who are not signed. Because there, in regarding of the file, then we will also appoint an auditor or anyone to do that research for us. And I agree with my colleague there that really that this finance committee, the report must be there in detail. That we can in half an hour or an hour time, we will see exactly, we're not going through a file for a year. I mean, that's not acceptable for this committee. I don't believe that you can go through, that you can quickly go through the file, but the report must be there. The state and the challenges and what is done and what is not done. And I think if we have come to that state, Chair, I think there will be another engagement with ESCOM later on other matters also. Thank you.
Chairperson, on MSIG, I'm looking at page 2, quantitative performance. I see Eastern Cape and Northwest. They are very low. Can I be informed if there are any submissions or reasons? Again, in terms of training with the ward committees, I'm a bit worried with the profile of ward committees. Not unless I am convinced otherwise. Training is a good thing, but as I know, ward committees, by and large, are people who are a pool of people who are not working. And today they are there, 2 months down the line they are not there. How do we handle this? Because we talk of training. It should be an investment in the community. Now coming to the question that I need just to check with neighborhood as well as DBSA, relating to the presidential notes that we always know that we have in provinces. What is their relationship? Do they capitalize out of those presidential notes in their projects? Thank you.
All right. Let me just raise this view. The chances MSIG of understanding, having looked at this, the total percentage is 34%. The chances of understanding. And what is it that we are doing about this? And maybe in terms of dollar, do you think that, I think this one you should not respond to now. Respond to, you will be part of the discussion when we are dealing with dollar. And therefore, I think the problem therefore that we are raising about the possibility also of financial damage, what are the chances? Now, MIG, there is a, it's nice that for you see, the good thing about this thing that you produced today shows the formula. But then the problem on the ground is that this formula is not used by municipalities. I'm raising this because we've been to some municipalities. In the majority of cases, I'm not sure why that is the case, because it looks like there is discretion in terms of how municipalities must use this money. Some municipalities use this money solely for sanitation. Some municipalities use it solely for something else. And it does create a problem. Now, I'm looking at the Bible in front of me that says the Municipal Infrastructure Grant set out in Schedule 4 supplements funding of infrastructure programs funded from municipal budget. But clearly what you see from municipal budgets is that they don't even touch their budget. This money is the sole money that goes to the project. And so the contribution of municipalities is minimal, clearly. And even they are planning. So I'm just saying this is a critical matter that needs some form of monitoring by yourself. But secondly, having looked at what TBSA is saying, there seems to be some duplication that really worries me. TBSA talks about Sondens Nganganese were 6 million rand used to upgrade roads. Now, how does this relate to MIG of that area? A sewer upgrade of that same municipality. Clinic upgrade should relate to the PIG of that province. You're talking this load and in some other areas here about housing funding. How does also this talk to the integrated housing grant that's broadly in provinces? TBSA. That's why I mean precisely because, again, the issue you are talking about of integration, you seem to be on the one hand practicing integration. We know, for instance, that the Eastern Cape housing is highly understanding on housing. And therefore, part of the kind of work you would be doing is how do you then assist them to start dealing with issues of understanding on housing. They were here about a day or two, I mean last week, on Friday. There's 433 million rand. That is going to be fast-tracked for 18 projects. I'm just not talking the whole amount. I'm just saying 433 million, that's going to be fast-tracked for 18 projects. Now, one of the things we're raising with them is the risk of fast-tracking in respect of 18 projects between now and the end of the financial year. And therefore, the risk of understanding. You're raising issues of Nganganese library, sports facilities again. There's money must spot in terms of the sports and culture department. How do you talk to that as TBSA? There's brand new money in the new division of revenue that talks to libraries. How are you starting to talk to those matters? Something does appear that there is or there are problems of duplication here and competition, which I think is going to be very, very negative in terms of all the things that we must do. Again, Mashishin, you're talking housing, infrastructure, all of these things. Then, restructuring, local government, and of course, your presentation, Mr. Play, what are the chances of understanding that? And how are we dealing with those issues of projected understanding, if any? Now, there's an interesting issue that I've picked up in this, the Finger Bible now, the Constitution. Or before that, this is the DPLG, MSIG. Despite the problems that you know that exist in province, you just decided to transfer all the money to all the municipalities. In other words, you must be seen to be doing what you are doing, and yet there are these problems. Now, what I'm going to read then in this year, which relates, of course, to this allocation, equitable share and conditional grants, 214, section 204, clause 214 of the Constitution 2. E. And of course, this is what the FFC also uses as part of the framework. You must also take into account the fiscal capacity and efficiency of the provinces and municipalities. In other words, as you disperse. So clearly then, you also tampering then with this bigger one. Not only with dollar now, but with this bigger one. Well, you don't take into account the fiscal capacity and the efficiency. All what you want to do is just to throw the money to municipalities to do things. Because you want to appear before us and say, no, we've spent so well, etc., etc. Now,
you know, with treasury deals with funds. Everybody else brings us in terms of figure, the expenditure. We're able to know that the flow is high. Treasury now comes with a whole story. This is what we're doing. No figure. So see. And I think that one of my colleagues, it's not called Caridris, that last year we were told that the budget was 50 million, and you were overspending at about 88 million at the time.
68.
Would have loved to see those figures. And also to answer the question as to everybody else is subject to public and finance, to PFMA. And what about treasury? If you overspend as you like, can you overspend as you like as treasury? We think not. We think everybody is subject to PFMA. That's why it's important that then we must see those figures of your expenditure and you tell us while you have, where was the problem? Is it your failure in planning? Because you are a one-person department, you must tell us. Thank you.
Okay, there's lunch now.
On the side of DME.
DME is not here.
No, I mean it's gone. I'm sorry. Yeah. Eskom does need to be involved in the electricity training institutions, good because labor is also here. Because one thing that is here is a problem now. Eskom, we put up the poles and everything and leave it in the community and they say we end here. Get somebody to do the connection. But the people now who are doing the connection have been trained with old equipment and they cannot use the present more technological, equipment that they have. So this is one thing that is being experienced by the communities. Now they can't get accredited connectors who are able to use the present equipment. Thank you so much.
Well, I think it's time for us to recharge and have lunch just next door and then come and respond. How quick can we all eat? 2:15. Can we be back? Thank you very much. Just next door. Let's adjourn then and have lunch.